criminals are taking advantage of unrest in Malawi. An aviation ministry is beefing up its response capability. And the secret to controlling HIV/AIDS in Zambia? Soccer. These stories and more are coming up on today's edition of Mission Network News, celebrating 20 years of ministry, a listener-supported news service of Cornerstone University of Grand Rapids, Michigan. I'm Greg Yoder. Protest and unrest that led to over a dozen deaths in Malawi have filled headlines, but there's more to the story than meets the eye. Executive Director for the Cure International Malawi Hospital, Stuart Palmer, says demonstrations were planned.
Increasingly, ordinary people have got frustrated by the unwillingness of the current president to listen to their perfectly reasonable concerns.
Peaceful protests were planned for every city, but things went awry.
And although there was some unrest in the last week, it was really a criminal minority that was taking advantage of the peaceful demonstration and using it really as cover to do some extremely organized looting.
Police responded and lives were lost. Cure's patient attendance dropped 50%. For now, things are peaceful, but if the president doesn't respond by August 17th, there could be more trouble. Pray Cure would be a beacon of Christ's hope in this time of trouble. Next, more than 12 million people are now said to be affected by the famine that's hit the Horn of Africa. Mission Aviation Fellowship's Manager of Disaster Response and Security, John Woodbury, says
a lot of the agencies who are reaching out to the refugees and people that are facing this drought and famine are requesting a lot more flights, both assessing the situation but also starting up their programs. And with the 6 aircraft we already have in that area, we aren't able to meet the need, so we're moving up another aircraft.
According to Woodbury, MAF won't be able to fly into one of the hardest-hit areas, Somalia.
Somalia is very difficult because of security and wanting to help people, but not wanting to help some of the problematic groups like Al-Shabaab that are in Somalia.
Woodbury says pilots are sharing their faith as they're able. Funding is needed to help with the increasing flight time. You can adopt an airplane, which will help. We'll connect you at our website. You're listening to Mission Network News. Police officers are the second most HIV-affected group in Zambia. When men have to leave family behind for quick transfers, they can make poor decisions. To get officers' attention on this serious subject, Christian World Outreach has created soccer tournaments where police play, but also learn about and get tested for HIV. Bill Hoover says the effects have been monumental. For one chaplain,
3 years ago, he was burying one officer a week, and now we're only burying about one officer a month in his particular district.
The program promotes more than earthly life, though.
The only way we're going to see true change is if people come to the relationship with Christ where they want to make their life count for Him, where they want to make their life a shining example for Him, and that is where we truly believe we'll see behavior changes that will start stemming the tide of the HIV/AIDS epidemic that we're seeing.
Help at our website. And a major breakthrough happened for the gospel in France after a festival ministry. The festival by the Louis Palau Evangelistic Association that we told you about earlier this month reached 16,000 people with the good news. Also surprisingly, their government publicly sponsored this Christian ministry. Colin James with the Louis Palau team explains why this is so remarkable.
France is a country that has interesting laws and a mindset. And that mindset is that churches stay where they are, and you can preach the gospel, you can do whatever you want, but you really can't invite anybody to make a decision.
But the invitation was given with the gospel message at the festival, and 400 people came to Christ.
We really felt like we poked a hole, so to speak, in a mindset or a fortress, if you will, that really seemed to open the door for the Holy Spirit to really move in a powerful way.
Pray as follow-up ministry begins that there will be growth in the French church.
That's our big prayers. It's not over, that it's just the beginning.
Mission Network News is a daily news service of Cornerstone University of Grand Rapids, Michigan. MNN celebrating our 20th anniversary. To help us celebrate, Orphan Outreach is giving away a free mission trip to Guatemala this fall. Just go to missionnetworknews.org, click on the link, and fill out the information completely. If we draw your name on July 29th, you're the winner. That's missionnetworknews.org. I'm Greg Yoder.